Good day, ladies and gents. You are listening to Recovery 101 Masterpiece Radio. This program is based loosely on 12-step recovery programs. The format is less like a meeting and more so like having a coffee and chatting about Vegas crap afterwards. The meeting after the meeting, as it were. That's right, folks. Another show is here brimming over with recovery. So remember, we used to suffer from insanity, but now we do so enjoy it. So please sit back, relax, partake, and thank you so much for your support, likes, and comments at recovery101.net. It's listeners like you that keep us in the garage and off the blues.
Thank you to Lori Faith for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLASERRRMMDRAHAPAMOUSE.
I think you said PA twice.
So?
Physician's assistants?
Yes, physician's assistants. We don't speak for any of them.
We don't speak for them.
Right. No.
We don't speak for the...
Porn Anonymous?
No, that's...
Bruce would love to speak for
that's
them.
That's SWA, Sex Workers Anonymous.
Okay, okay. There's a Sex Workers Anonymous?
There is a Sex Workers Anonymous.
That's an addiction?
Apparently.
Okay.
I don't know. It's one I don't have, or it's just no one will pay me for it. I don't know.
I just didn't know I was addicted to it.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with...
Shelly.
Hamza.
Hamza is has fueled the recovery, the official... how do you pronounce that?
Zahra.
Zahra. The official hookah of Recovery 101. Unfortunately, it's just tobacco, but it's making Hamza just about pass out.
Well, I think you caught him off guard.
So, you were starting to show you. Is this something left over from stories of Super Bowl parties or something? You were talking about food?
Oh, yeah, dude. I don't know. It's funny. Like, as soon as something is there, I don't want it. With everything. Everything in life. So I was around a lot of food, and I could not get myself to get hungry. And as soon as I left, I just became so starving. With everything else in my life, it's the same exact way.
Get a girl. She digs you.
I don't want her anymore.
I don't want her. Yeah. How about you, Shelly? You ever had that happen? She goes, only with you.
Not lately. Lately, I haven't had enough of anything to not want it. So.
Oh. Really?
Like what? What? Now what? What?
I think
what?
That was a hint, Bruce.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Miss Manners over here. We did a show one time called Manners, and as she was dogging people for having phones and meetings, her phone starts ringing on the show. And this is when we were on real radio, regular, real terrestrial radio.
Terrestrial.
Yeah, it was awesome. So, Shelly, any news for us from the newsroom? Is that what it is?
Oh, you mean my phone?
Yes.
It's news, but it's not for public consumption.
Oh, awesome.
I think that's why you should share it.
Means it's from a sponsee.
Yep.
So what's going on?
Forget anonymity.
Her mom has got it going on.
No. Okay, so anyway, carry on. What are we talking about?
How's your day?
It was okay. I mean, we sang Latin in choir this morning.
Domine Patris et
No, it was Agnus Dei.
Agnus Dei.
Agnus Dei.
Agnus Dei is a metal band?
Agnus Dei.
Oh, Lamb of God, okay.
Lamb of God.
I'm so good, so glad that we remembered to turn off the dryer before we started going.
Yeah. What dryer?
I thought much of that was going in the background.
Not much. I thought we were in Laguna.
Well, we have
though.
A dryer that we wash we wash all the drum heads and stuff with.
Oh, that's
here
what it
at
is.
The studio.
Yes.
Yes. You know what that
heads?
Means.
What?
How was your day, Hamza?
He just told you there was all kinds of food.
Yeah, but my day was I'm not a wedding photographer, but I booked my first shoot.
But I play one on TV.
Awesome.
Yes. I'm scared as shit, but why not?
No, you're going to be fine. You have a really good vision
for
things.
And we looked up bad wedding photos, and we decided which ones would be Hamza's.
Yeah, but the thing is, we looked up bad wedding photos, and we liked every single one. So that's kind of like a bad start.
We looked up bad wedding photos. There's one picture It's like really awesome looking. I'm like, wow. And Hobbs goes, that's awesome. I go, this is listed in her bad wedding photos. He goes, ooh. Yeah.
Okay, so I've only got two pieces of advice. One, keep it simple. And two, if the bride wants to do trash the dress pictures, fire is out of the question.
Okay.
Trash the dress.
I don't even know
what
that is.
It's a popular fad where the bride, you know, they've got this expensive dress they're never going to wear again. So instead of, like, preserving it for all eternity, they, after the wedding, they trash it and they take pictures of themselves. Like, a popular thing to do is, like, go swimming in it, in the ocean.
Not want to go swimming in a wedding dress.
One girl that got stood up at the altar had a painting party, and they sprayed paint all over her dress. But there was one. There's one pretty famous one. You can look it up, where the girl had them put
lighter fluid
in a trail leading up to where she was standing, and then they sprayed her dress with it. And
fail
just went,
video.
The fire went all. Now she was fine.
Did she say, "Hold my beer"? Right.
No,
hold my beer.
She was lucky that she was smart enough to be standing in front of a lake or whatever it was, so she, like, ran into the lake. Now, it made for some really awesome pictures, but that's not how yours would go if you did that.
Hold on, I didn't get the picture yet.
Yes, she would go up in flames, boom, and then it'd be Lawsuit City.
Well,
I'm not going to do
that. You know what that means. Oh, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. Now, you guys suck.
I suck.
Okay, I don't suck. He sucks.
I suck.
You guys suck hard.
You have to, like, pick up the dudes.
Yeah, pick up your dudes. We have shout outs on tonight's Boozy News to Kevin, Brian, Mark S., Amber, John, Bill, Stryker, Carol, Joey, Dan, Randy, Sarah, Damon, Deborah, Georgette, James, Dakota, Natalie, Ron, Elizabeth, Dan. Oh, I did Dan again. Dan and Magdalena.
All right.
Shout out to Magdalena. You know why I'm shouting out to Magdalena?
I have no idea.
Magdalena sent us a donation.
Yeah, oh! Magdalena.
Hey, awesome.
Magdalena, yeah. No. Magdalena.
Recovery 101 sponsored in part by Magdalena.
Everybody going to do the Magdalena?
Oh, no, that's the Macarena.
Oh, sorry.
Well, that was a little rude.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
She could be a hottie.
But Macarena and Magdalena.
She could be a hottie and everyone wants to do the Magdalena.
Oh!
I don't know.
No more donations from her.
Yeah. In fact, she's going to ask for a refund.
Oh, you know what? Next week I'll look. There's $100. I'll be like, yeah. Okay. So I'm going to do this one first because Mark S. sent this in. So this girl has been arrested. She's handcuffed in the back of a squad car. She's 17 years old. She gets put in back of a squad car with a four-time sex offender.
Wow.
Then the constable goes away from where the car is, comes back, and the guy has his pants down, is on top of her, raping her, and she can't stop it because her hands are handcuffed behind her back.
But how did he?
He came back to the car, like, He put the guy in the car not handcuffed.
Wow, okay.
And she was handcuffed, and the guy comes back to the car, and he's raping her. And she can't stop him.
This sounds like an SVU episode.
That is.
What's SVU?
A Special Victims Unit.
She's a special victim. I mean, we're talking therapy for life here. Can you imagine if you're locked in a police car? It's like being locked in a police car with a rabid tiger.
She'll never get arrested again.
And it was against Officer Daniel Gallant. And apparently she is the one getting sued.
She's getting sued?
The police officer.
Oh, okay. But see, like, I don't know if this is wrong to say, but cha-ching. Like, she's going to be rich off
this. Yeah, but there's no amount of money that fixes
after
rape.
After she was sexually assaulted, the 17-year-old girl
was not given
any kind of treatment or anything. Actually stayed in a jail cell that night.
They didn't even do a rape kit on her?
No.
Wow. Okay, so she's going to own whatever town that is. That's unconscionable. Where is that?
She's not going to own. Well, I mean, yeah, she's suing for money.
Where is that?
In Quebec.
Quebec?
What's Quebec? Quebec.
It's a province.
Quebec. Oh, okay.
Quebec.
It's Quebec?
Quebec.
I did not know that.
Okay, in Canada, all the Canadians say Quebec.
They barely speak English up there.
Boat.
They barely speak English. It's like another country.
I speak Canadian.
It is another country, you idiot.
It's like a whole different country.
That's right. It's like a whole different country. They don't even speak English like we do down here.
No, they don't.
Thank goodness for that, because somebody's got to speak proper English.
How much money do you think she should get out of that, Shelly?
A bazillion dollars.
$2.5 million for $400,000.
Okay,
that's it.
Yeah,
what?
She's aiming way too low.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I think
Hamza wants to represent her.
I do want to represent her. Okay, because I think financial independence being at least $5 million, that's where the money can make her money.
$400,000 should be the percentage the lawyer gets.
Yeah, $400,000 isn't even going to get her four grand
that'd
a month.
That'd be $40 million. To get $400,000.
Cool. Go for it.
No, that's
I would.
10%. No.
No, lawyers at least charge 30.
30%, yeah. 33.
Wow.
Okay. From Brian.
Who's Brian?
Our good friend Brian in Utah.
Is there a special thing to say Utah?
You know where this story is from?
Mm-mm.
Utah?
Florida!
Oh.
Oh.
If ever cats have 9 lives,
this cat done spent them all.
Bart would be the one.
Bart?
The cat's name is Bart.
That's Bart, my brother's name.
Is it
gets hit
cat?
By a car.
Oh, I know this.
Out in front of his house. The owner goes out there, finds the cat. Cat appears to be dead. There's not breathing. There's no heartbeat. The cat is pretty mangled. He picks the cat up. He's feeling distraught. Buries the cat in the backyard. It's horrible. 5 days later, the cat is standing over in the neighbor's yard.
Oh, jeez.
Now.
Oh, poor kitty.
Now, let's see if let me give you.
Too many crickets.
5 days later, the cat clawed his way up out of the ground. Broken jaw. Eye that's pretty jacked up.
Oh,
side of his face is jacked up. And he's been underground for 5 days.
Did you see the photo?
Wait, is this a vampire cat?
No,
it's the Walking Dead cat.
Sounds like my drug use.
He dug himself out of the grave and slowly made his way back home.
Zombie cat!
Albeit in a weak, dehydrated, and in need of medical attention. That's what the Humane Society said.
Definitely sounds like my drug use.
He has okay, there's a quote. He has wounds on his face, a broken jaw, and a ruined eye. The owner couldn't afford vet treatment, so the cat was taken to the Humane Society, which is now taking care of him. Bart's got a long road ahead of him.
Yes.
He's unable to eat because he's in so much pain. He's going to have surgery, and the society's going to wire his jaw, repair his palate, insert a temporary feeding tube, and remove the damaged eye. There's good news, though. The society, the Humane Society believes he'll be at home recovering soon.
Oh, they're going to give him back to the owner?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
However, I was going to save this for next show.
Hey, did you actually
see the
photo?
They should rename
the
cat Lazarus.
Wait, I was going to save this for next show.
The guy in the Old Testament that came back from the dead.
But I'm going to
New
give
Testament?
You
did
now
Christ bring him back from the I don't remember now.
The Bart update.
I'm not very good at this.
Bart
and I'm
update.
In the church choir. This is horrible. I should know this stuff.
This is the cat? Bart?
Are you familiar with what we're doing right now?
No. My head was spinning because I was trying to remember which part of the Bible Lazarus was in.
Okay. Well, this is the Bart update.
Oh, there's an update to Bart. We just did Bart.
I know, and I could have waited till next show to give it, but
okay, go ahead.
Seems like it should go now. Okay.
Breaking news.
Now, the cat with 9 lives is embroiled in a bitter, bitter custody battle. The Tampa Bay Humane Center says it will not be returning Bart to its owners.
Okay.
What?
He was the zombie cat, they said, back from the dead. In a statement, someone from the society with the last name of Bossa said, this is, quote, "Recently we've learned new information about Bart's home environment and circumstances leading up to his burial." So it sounds like it's highly likely that Bart wasn't hit by a car.
Oh, no.
So somebody did something.
Sorry, go ahead.
Is God calling for Bart?
I have no idea. But
pull
I
your
have
hand up for a second.
It's very loud.
Just for a second. That would be awesome background music for this. It's like, and Bart has risen from the dead. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, apparently this is an important call. So anyway, the Humane Society says they will not be returning the cat to the homeowner. And the cat's owner cannot be reached for comment, but had previously told of his devastation we had to bury the animal. But I have a feeling he may have been abusing the animal and claimed it got hit by a car. But we don't know that. But it's
I've seen the pictures, and it does look like a run-over cat.
Doesn't look like a run-over cat to me. Well, because his legs and stuff aren't broken.
That sounded really bad on the air.
Yeah, see, I have a hard time with that, because if his head got ran over, it'd probably be squished pretty good.
I mean, what if it was like a really...
What if it was like a really strong skulled cat?
He took a lot of calcium and vitamin D.
He had Purina with calcium.
Oh, yes he did.
Okay.
This is the story that never ends. It just goes on and on, this my friends. What? Yes?
Is this the song that never ends? Okay. What? What?
What? I'm not making any more sound.
Did you turn on your microphone? Is it on?
I've been off for a little bit.
Did you turn off your microphone?
I don't remember it.
You know what? Mark did the same thing to his mic a couple of shows ago, so you got to be careful with that mic to make sure it's on.
Okay. I don't know if you guys
That's why there's all this discussion here, and then it gets less down here.
Okay, if you guys didn't hear
You know what's
going
to be awesome about that?
Everybody will be able to hear Patrick.
It's going to be the Bruce show.
Yeah, it is.
I'll be talking to Hamza, and Hamza's commenting the whole time, and all they hear is me, and they're like, God, this show's gotten markedly better. Not so much.
Okay, go carry on. Continue.
Okay. Roswell, Georgia. This is oh so sad.
What?
Whitney Houston's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Overdosed.
In the bathtub.
Just like
just
a mama.
Like her mother, possibly drowned. They pulled her out of the bathtub. She's alive. They have her. Now, by the time this show goes up, she probably won't be alive. But
yeah, she's
go ahead, Shani.
They can't find much brain activity, so they think that she was under the water without any oxygen to her brain for long enough to give her severe brain damage. She's actually on a ventilator. She can't breathe on her own. So I'm imagining once the family decides to pull the plug that she'll probably just pass away.
Yeah. So
or be a potato forever. Type
well,
thing.
Yeah. She's. A they potato. Already were talking about how brain damaged she
yeah.
would be. So, and she had been posting on Instagram up until midnight that night. There's a picture of her and her boyfriend, which in itself is a strange case. The boyfriend. Was a boy, though not adopted by Whitney Houston, came to live with them at a point years ago, and the girl ended up marrying him. And at the time, people were like, you know, your mom would not approve of this at all. Because apparently they lived together like brother and sister for a number of years. So now I kind of got to wonder how close they were.
It's still not blood, right?
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah, either was the Brady Bunch. Mark and Marcia could have...
Mark?
No, Greg and Marcia could have knocked it out. It would have been okay. Did you ever see the movie, the Brady Bunch movie?
No.
Yep.
They're sharing a room. They've got a sheet down in the middle of the room. There's, like, lights on so they can, like, see their silhouettes against the sheet. And Marcia's, like, getting undressed. And Greg's looking at the silhouette. And he's like, oh, my God. He's like, you know, we're not really brother and sister. Because it's... Mom and dad got married, and they all brought their own kids with them, so they were stepbrothers.
Okay, that's sick.
But they were stepbrothers.
I know,
sister.
I know, but stepbrother and sister, I think
Did you ever see Marcia? Marcia, no. Marcia, Marcia.
Oh, I saw an episode of Friends.
Your voice there.
Where Ross tries to get with his cousin because of this hair flip type thing. That was pretty sick, but they're related. I don't know if that...
And now in the unrelated news. Okay, so anyway, she is not doing well. She's, of course, the daughter to Bobby Brown as well.
I'm praying not for recovery. I'm praying for her to pass peacefully and quickly because she's not going to like life if she survives.
Oh. Also, from Mark S., this is a local story. Just... Right up the coast a few miles in Huntington Beach.
Oh, nice. Yes.
drunk driver decides to take a cruise out on the Huntington Pier.
Oh, nice.
And they got the security camera footage of this. This guy, when he goes to get out on the pier, he goes by the security camera, goes up, whamming over this curb, got to be doing 50 or 60. And the pier's got people on it.
Yeah.
And it's nighttime, and he misses all the people. Apparently, he drives all the way down to the end, goes around Ruby's Diner at the end, and comes back where he's met by three police cars on the pier. But he didn't kill anybody, and he didn't, you know, their fear was he was going to hit some people on the way out there and then probably crash through the end of the pier and they'd have to fish him out of the water.
That's what I was thinking.
He didn't do any of that. He did like some, what do they call it? He did some drifting around the end of the pier, around Ruby's Diner. Yeah. No one was injured. But he was arrested for DUI.
On the unrelated.
Oh my God, Night at the Roxbury?
Okay, never mind. No unrelated news.
Yeah. Night at the Roxbury. So I see this thing on Facebook the other day. And it's one of these things, and it's like this one of these sober posts, and it's got like this really ornately drawn thing over this meadow of gardens, and it says, "What is love?" And people are supposed to write underneath, like, "It's caring, it's sharing." They wrote, "What is love?" And I said, "Baby, don't hurt me.
no more.
And I'm like, I couldn't help it. It was awesome. Hey, we've got more peanut gallery.
We didn't introduce the peanuts anyway.
But there's a huge cloud of smoke. You want to introduce the peanut gallery?
Yeah. We have Patrick. We have my little sister, Tala, and Wendy.
Who's just wandered back off again.
Who's left? Wendy has left the building.
By the way, as I forgot to say, we're recording this show on Super Bowl Sunday. Mark, of course, is watching Super Bowl.
No, it's over.
It's over.
I know, but you know what's and you know what's funny? Not only was Mark said he couldn't be here because he was watching Super Bowl, but Patrick, who watched the Super Bowl with Mark, is here.
He had a bunch of people over his
house. Yeah, oh, in his house. Yeah. Oh, well, that's why. Hi, Wendy.
Wendy.
Hi.
Your hair looks nice.
Okay. This is a creepy, scary, weird thing. Where did the peanut gallery go?
She's wandered off again.
Okay. This is creepy, weird, strange news.
What?
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? Palmdale, California.
Yeah.
Did anybody here ever see Power Rangers?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hamza, you know who Power Rangers are?
Definitely.
See, I've never seen them, but I know it's a thing. So are you familiar with Red Ranger, Red Power Ranger?
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of Red Rangers.
Oh,
there's
yeah,
Red Ranger, Black Ranger, Pink
busted.
Ranger, which is a girl.
Oh, he got busted all right for killing his roommate with a sword.
Oh, my
seriously?
Goodness gracious.
Let's see. The guy's name is Ricardo Medina Jr.
No shit.
Yeah.
Ricardo Red Ranger?
Red Ranger.
Yes, I thought of Red Rovers. Let so-and-so come over.
He was booked for murder. $1 million bail. Now, here's his agent says, quote, "He's a great friend and a great client. It's something I can't even conceive. I don't see that in him. He was a very helpful guy and great with his dog. It's such a shock." Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has called it on 911 at 3:50 p.m. And there was a stabbing at this guy's house. Said Medina got into an argument. Turned into a physical fight with his roommate, Joshua Sutter.
How does this relate?
He followed Medina and his girlfriend into the room by forcing the door open. Medina then stabbed Sutter in the abdomen with a sword he kept next to the bedroom door.
I have many
swords in my room.
No,
do
you
it.
Don't. I do.
Yeah,
they're my swords.
The problem. They're Shelly's swords.
I collect bladed weapons.
He's learned how
so
to use
you better
them,
watch
though.
Out. No, what I want to know is, my question is, how does this relate to the Power Rangers?
He was a Power Ranger.
Oh, he was. He played on the show.
Yeah.
Oh,
he was the red
okay.
Power Ranger.
Light dawns on Marblehead.
And then he also played Red Lion Wild Force Ranger, whatever the hell that is.
Not a clue.
They had a bunch of different
internet movies.
Red Lion
seasons.
Forest Ranger.
Okay.
So did my son. I only know about it because my son liked it very briefly. He was into it, but he got bored with it real fast.
Yeah, exactly. Same here. Like I liked it for a good season, and it was cool. But then it just.
I'm gonna.
I think that's why I got bored of it.
I'm gonna do one more on this section of the boozy news. So I could probably do most of this from memory because not only did I read it, but I also watched a video on it. So these guys are hanging out in front of this bar. I'm not sure where the bar was, but they're hanging out in front of a bar, and these three guys are filming this fourth guy, and this fourth guy is waiting for a guy to come out of the bar, and he's going to kick his ass. And these guys are actually saying, well, how do you know you're going to kick? Are you trained in, like, striking or, you know, what? You do MMA? And he goes, oh, I'm going to kill this guy when he comes out. And he looks at him. He goes, look, don't let this get around, but I'm a Navy SEAL. And these guys go, oh, really? These guys all happen to all three of them happen to be, no, recon, Army Recon Rangers. They're not SEALs, but they're recon rangers, right? And they go, oh, really? You're a SEAL? And they're like, oh, well, did you deploy? And he goes, yeah, I deployed in Afghanistan. And the guy goes, oh, and he goes, what unit were you with?
Uh-oh.
And the guy sat there for a second, and he goes, artillery.
What?
And this Army Recon Ranger looks at him. He goes, "You're a Navy SEAL, and your unit you're with is an artillery unit."
And he goes,
"Oh yeah, but that's not what's important." And you know, pretty soon these guys are like, "Oh yeah, no, that's exactly what's important because you're claiming you're a Navy SEAL." So they start asking him where he signed up at, where he trained at. And he doesn't have answers for any of that stuff. And these guys start getting pissed. They like slap him silly. They don't beat him to death, but they like slap him. They're like, you don't be going around claiming that you're a Navy SEAL when you're not. And they're like, look, you know, we're not Navy, but we're Army. You know what? Being a SEAL is a special thing. Just like being, so you don't go around. They were slapping this guy in the face like crack, crack. This guy's like, I just want to go. Can I just leave? They're like, yeah, you get out of here. What's your name? And he gives them the name, and they're like, I want you to know that this guy right here claims he's a Navy SEAL, and he's not. Yeah.
I want to see this video.
Yeah, just look up Navy SEAL. The guy claims he's a Navy SEAL.
This is going to be sad.
So somebody, one of them videotaped it on their phone or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the entire thing. And they were slapping the shit out of this guy. Yeah. And that, my friends, for this edition, is the end of the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
You missed a dude.
Damn it. I thought I did so well.
You did, up until the missing dude. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the new way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Yeehaw.
Welcome back.
Yay.
Woohoo.
Oh, you're supposed to take Mark's spot there. Welcome back, Shelley.
Welcome back, Bruce.
Your dreams are your ticket out.
Welcome back, Hamza. Yeah.
Welcome back, Hamza. Now, shout out
to the New Way Foundation
and Sober College
at selfwillhappens.com.
.com. Yeah. So, Hamza.
Yes.
So, here I am, and I'm looking through older shows because I'm trying to find a show that's already been posted that has a certain band in it, and it's a band we hadn't done in a long time. So it's easier for me to copy the HTML and just fix it for the new topic. And I look at the comments, and there's a comment from 2 years ago from this guy, Mike. What's his last name? Mike what?
Am I allowed to say my... Yeah,
maybe he doesn't want to say his last name.
Yeah. Walrus. My last name is Walrus.
And I'm like, but I recognize the last name, and I'm like, wait a minute. That's Hamza. And it's like, I haven't really been sober, but you know, you gave me this card, and I listened to the show, and you know,
that was what happened. You jinxed yourself by listening to the show.
No.
That's exactly what happened.
No.
You guys are the fault.
No, he was.
I could have been sober, man.
He was already out.
Yeah, I was.
He was already out, and I dare say that Recovery 101 may have brought him back.
No.
It did. No, I gotta say it did. Okay.
You can
say the topic and then I'll begin my story.
Well, no. You're gonna give the topic because you gave the topic. You said I want you to talk about
shit. Okay. I didn't love myself so much, guys. Not at all. So I was actually wondering
I didn't love myself.
I know,
I
right?
Didn't
Let's
love myself.
Pity party. Okay.
Poor me.
I really wanted another drink. I really wanted to know how to gain self-worth. I mean, at that point in my life, I was nowhere near the program, and I did not see myself wanting to be part of the program because I thought it made me hate myself more. So, but for some reason, I was listening to Recovery 101, and I'm saying weekly.
That made you hate yourself more? He's like, oh,
exactly. That's what made me hate myself more. But no, so I figured, you know, like when I was around the program the first time, Bruce and Shelley were a prime example of the kind of life I wanted to live, you know. I'm being serious.
Oh,
to this day, I'm not trying to blow smoke up your asses, but just the fun, you know, just not taking yourself so damn seriously and just being set in your sobriety. I don't know, and just loving yourself. I thought they were prime examples of that, and I wanted to figure out how to love myself, how to find self-worth.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
Hey.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
Oh, Shelly's crying right now. There's tears.
No. It's just, please, don't
goes,
base
no,
your
smuka.
Life on
it's
us.
Hey,
it's hookah smoke.
I'm basing my marriage on yours.
Oh, geez.
I'm being serious. I love the way... Okay, this is not about you guys. It's about me, all right?
Yeah. So, Shelly.
What?
How do you build self-worth?
The first thing you gotta do, at least for me, I had to... This is not a Q&A, Patrick. You're not sitting in the Q&A chair.
Oh, I think that is the Q&A chair.
That is the Q&A chair.
Yeah, we had Mike. We had
dubbed by Mike.
The thing that I had to do, and I can only speak for myself, is give up the crutch of self-loathing. Because low self-esteem becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it's a comfortable place to be. Because you know what you're getting when you're in self-pity.
She's talking about The Secret.
Sort of.
I've never read The Secret. Anyway, it becomes a comfortable place. It's easier to just sit there and say, oh, poor me, and have a pity party than it is to actually do anything. Because once you give up the crutch of self-loathing and you say, yeah, you know what, I'm a worthwhile person, then you actually have to work on yourself. You don't have any more excuses. You know, there's nothing to fall back on. But that, for me, that was the biggest, first important thing that I had to do, that I had to say, you know what, I am sick of thinking about myself all the time. I'm sick of feeling like this all the time. And I'm worth better than that.
That is the most programmed thing I've heard on this show in like 5 years.
Bring Hamza back. He's the cause. He's the reason.
Hamza's the catalyst for recovery.
Yeah!
We're just going to start calling him. Remember how they used to call Mark the solution? We're just going to start calling him the catalyst.
The catalyst.
Oh, that can be my...
The catalyst for recovery.
I'm not going to say that's the way the cookie crumbles anymore.
Okay, good, because I really hated that last line.
Okay, let me ask you this, Hamza.
That's the way the fire sparks.
Before I tell you what I think. Now you've been around for a while in recovery now this week. How long?
6 months.
6 months, so half a cake. Now, how do you think, now that you've been in recovery for a few months, compared to before when you were definitely battling your demons with alcohol and drugs, what if you were to look back now at that topic, and let's say you're talking to a new guy and he comes to you with that same question, what would you say to him?
That same exact question?
Yeah. Hamza, you've been around for a while now. You've got 6 months. How did you build your self-worth back? Because I look at you and I think that you've done probably a pretty fair job with that, because You don't seem to have a problem to me looking like whether you have self-worth or not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still have the issue here and there, but I got to tell you, like, what's that thing, like when you're about to pre-warn somebody about something?
You're having precognition about something?
Like a caution.
Oh.
Self-worth made me gain 40 pounds. Just
so?
No, I mean, let's say
yeah,
I was.
But you were a buck 10 before. So
yeah, no,
you
know. I was. No, I wasn't a buck 10. I was 160, 170. Oh, shit, I gained way more than 40 pounds. But what I'm trying to say is, at the end of the day, what I did was I stopped talking to people about what they wanted to talk about and started talking about what I wanted to talk about. You know, I kind of, I guess the best way of describing it is I gave more of myself. Rather than thinking about how I'm worthless, shitty, blah, 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 continue, you know, just like Shelley said, just.
No hall passes with my wife.
He's surprisingly really heavy.
We're
you
talking about
think
Nathan. Nathan, who's a tall drink of water.
That's my sister.
Yes.
Well, how tall are you, Nathan?
5'10".
So not that tall.
Shut up, Dick.
Huh? Shut up, Dick.
All right. So
he just sat here so he could get on the show.
At least I'm not like Hamza trying to force himself on the show.
He did not force himself.
I think
we asked him.
Why would you ask Hamza?
Well,
because
no
it's
one,
his topic.
Why would you ask Hamza, guys?
No one is hearing most of that conversation.
Hamster, yes.
Yes.
This show is a train wreck.
Oh my gosh.
No, it's not.
You ruined my show, man.
Yes.
So let me talk to Patrick. So here's the thing.
You're stealing my thunder.
So here's the thing.
Yes, yes.
One of the first things that I would tell people about building self-worth is to stay sober for a while. Because nobody feels good about themselves when they're getting loaded. No,
Bruce.
Nobody does.
I had 9 months before.
Well, I know you did.
I mean,
you went out and got loaded.
But I have less time now. Okay, and I got to tell you, the
first... But you
first,
have better time now.
Yeah, exactly. The first month, I was able to gain all that back. And you know what? I blame it somewhat on the house that I was in. Because the first time I was around... Can I say where I was at?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I was at Charter Oak, and the first time I was around, I was the one guy amongst a bunch of girls. I was fit. I was being talked to by all the chicks, given all the attention, and I was sitting in a self-pity party. You know, it was all about poor me, poor me, poor me, poor me.
Pour me another drink.
Pour me, exactly. And then it ended up being pour me another drink.
And I
this
see
time
how
around,
this happened.
This time around, people made me cry. No, but for real, like, I was always complaining about how everything was happening to me, and then everybody just kind of gave me tough love, you know, and that's the way I see it now. And they told me to kind of face my demons, you know, just, like, be real. And stop talking about how everything was done to me, but how I played a part in it, you know?
Absolutely.
And that solved everything for me, you know, rather than just sitting and looking for why somebody did this to me and why somebody did this to me. Because, like, when I did that, the list of everything that was wrong with me just kept growing and growing and growing and growing. But as soon as I started trying to find what I did in every situation, that list, I don't know, it just magically disappeared.
Shelley?
I can see where some of the problem in the first round started, because there are a few things that are more attractive to girls that are fresh in recovery than a guy that needs to be fixed.
Oh, that was
so
it.
Oh,
I thought it was because I was sexy.
Yeah, you're good looking. you're in recovery. You're moody and broody. You look like a bad boy. Oh, automatically.
You look like a bad boy.
Because of the pity party thing.
Hey, no,
the
I looked
depression,
a lot different back then.
Because he was fixable. So that's probably why you got
I'd like to make
like
mention
way more attention.
One factor, too. I'm looking over at the peanut gallery.
And it's grown.
And in just a few moments, one of them cut their hair. One of them cut their hair and got a nose ring.
No,
a few minutes
she's
ago,
always
I
had
looked
that.
Over there and Wendy was sitting there, and then I looked back and it's I'm like,
she was,
yeah, she was right there
for like,
and then
two
I
minutes.
Looked back and she's not there. She got picked up, and I was just tripping for a second. I'm thinking, what is in this hookah?
A little bit more than hookah.
I think so, because you completely changed. Yeah, she goes, I am Wendy. She goes, oh, okay.
Maybe there's smoke in your glasses. She's
I'll be your Wendy.
This show's a train wreck.
No,
I'm really sorry, folks. What?
Because Wendy could always use more, or I mean Wendy, because Shelly could always use more sponsees.
Wendy could
have
a sponsor?
My sponsor is just fine.
Okay. She's fine.
She's mighty fine.
She's
I don't know who she
fine.
Is, though.
Whoa, 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 bro. No whispering over the microphone.
So.
Dude.
Oh, okay.
Shelly, what else about self-worth?
Well, the other component for me, I mean, and only I can only speak for myself. The other component for me was having a firm foundation in my relationship with my higher power. Because
as well.
You have to, for me, I had to have a really deep spiritual connection before just me and in and of myself. I am not enough. I have to know that I have a higher power looking out for me, taking care of me. That I can rely on, that's got my back. It's sort of like when, it reminds me of when I finally understood the concept of surrender. And it was like the sensation of falling back and being caught. I didn't have to hang on to all of my backups or my backup plan or whatever it was that I needed to use to make myself feel better, because I could always fall back on my higher power. That, and it wasn't, the surrender then as a concept became not about giving something up, but rather getting myself back.
Gotcha.
You know, what you remind me of is kind of something that I started to talk about a little bit ago. But for me, the difference was before I was looking to take, I was looking to get, and I was always disappointed, you know, because it was never at my expectations. But as soon as I started trying to give, trying to put myself out there, somehow I started becoming okay with myself, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think that self-worth always rises in direct proportion to how much we are of service to others.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we're constantly focused on what we're doing and our issues, it becomes like this wall of crap falling on your head.
Yeah.
A metric crap ton. Absolutely. But when you're focused outside of yourself, then your stuff doesn't seem so big.
Now, you mentioned surrender.
Yeah.
Do you know what song always pops in my head when you mention surrender? And it's probably not the one you think it is.
Yeah, but don't give yourself away. Yeah.
What?
Surrender, but don't give yourself away.
No, that's Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick.
No.
No. What
that's
song is that?
One. Rainbow. It's a song called I Surrender.
Okay.
I Surrender.
I just surrender kidding. To your heart, babe. Do anything that you want me to do. Please be tender.
So this is just an excuse for you to say.
Little love maker, want you so bad, don't go away.
Yes, this was just an excuse for Bruce to sing. That was why he said that.
I tried to make it all night long.
Okay.
That ain't the way it was meant to be.
Actually, he has a lovely singing voice. I love listening to Bruce sing, but he does it all the time.
You know what? If
how's your self worth now?
If Mariah Carey's, you know, boyfriend or at the time had said, you know, you sing all the time, you have a great singing voice, but you sing all the time, she would have been like, oh, F that then.
No, she would have said, fuck that, I'm gonna sing some more.
She's a matter of fact, I'm gonna warble my voice for you, Shelly.
Oh geez, I can't stand that. Pick a note, lady. Pick a note.
Yeah, she doesn't like it when the notes go up and down like that. So,
more advice is, I think like going back to the topic of like giving your, putting yourself out there and giving more and like surrendering and whatnot. I think I'm not sure if other people suffer this, but usually I found out that as soon as I say something, a lot of people relate. So, in conversations, I used to be the guy that was trying to fit into the conversation somehow by bringing on your topic, you know, and feeding off of that. And then somehow when I switched that
you
up.
You said feeding, right?
Like feeding.
Yes,
on
feeding off what they're.
Feeding off what they're saying.
Instead of coming up with your own
rather than
thoughts.
Like again, rather than putting
off.
My. Rather
I swear to God, that's what I thought you said.
Well, it depends on the topic, Bruce.
Well, part of the topic you said earlier is learning to love yourself. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, self-worth. Beat off. Love yourself right. Take it slow.
You know, I just said we had a lovely young woman in the studio tonight, and we needed to keep it clean.
Sister.
And what happened? I know, exactly.
I'm the one
going
to get in trouble, nobody else.
That's right.
And well, you should.
I'm I'm not going to. No, well, Hamza, what would your last, your final words on the subject be?
Stick around, give more of yourself, and expect less.
Shelley, final words.
It's a lot less work to just love yourself and then put the love out there than it is to sit here and stew about it. It takes a lot more mental energy to hate yourself. So give it up.
As far as self-worth goes, if you like what you're getting, keep doing what you're doing. If you don't like what you're getting, do something different. So, mind blown. Shelly.
They do it all the time.
Shelly.
What?
Pay attention. We're on the radio
okay,
now,
okay, sorry.
You're
oh,
doing,
and I have to pay attention. No, excuse me. The whole
question,
show's been a train
you're
wreck.
You're doing a question and answer with Patrick there.
I thought this was last words.
What?
No, we just did last words.
Okay.
What is people listen to the show?
Still? Yeah. Not anymore.
Peanut Gallery says still.
We still have one. We still have Fran. We will always
have
Fran.
Like, we have like four solid listeners. How we had got 9 million downloads from four people, I don't know.
They've got really sore fingers. You know,
yeah.
Click, 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 click.
Thank you for the support.
Actually, the show has to play for 10 minutes at least before it counts for a play. So,
really?
Yeah. So we know that people make it to at least about the commercial break.
So we have people out there that are only listening for the booze news?
Yeah.
Probably.
That's
okay,
sad.
I actually have to admit something really quick.
What?
I used to skip over the boozy news.
Yay! Oh, that's awesome.
Wait.
No, I like the boozy news.
No, I liked when you guys talked about the topics a lot.
Oh, cool.
There
okay,
you go.
Where were we?
People
until
are listening
part
to the show.
Anyway that you listen to the show, thank you very much. We appreciate it. But if you could go to our website, which is recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, click like or permalink. If you are a member of Podomatic, you've just been counted. Thank you very much. That helps us with our demographics. If you are not a member, you will have the opportunity to become a member. It is free.
And fun.
And you can like old shows. You can leave comments. You can leave topic suggestions, please. As Hamza did, and now Hamza's on the show. So, you know, I'm just saying.
That's a promise right there.
I found the topic 2 years later.
Yeah, it took us a while. you can also follow us. That will get you automatic updates of when we post the shows. And you can put us on your playlist for all your rock and party needs. Whoop,
sweet.
Whoop.
Now, we can't really do the... The 12-step Gazette.
I know, I miss
know
Bruce so much.
That, right?
We don't know what's going on. No, not yet.
More information about the 12-step Gazette coming soon.
Yeah.
We hope.
Well, you know what we can do, though?
What?
If you live in Southern California and you need a mattress, you can go to Dreamland Discount Mattress in Covina, California.
Yeah. That's where I got mine.
It's 626-331-8044. 5 out of 5 stars on Craigslist. So if you think about it like a country western movie, if you're riding the springs on your mattress like a buck and bronco, you just might need to mosey on over to Dreamland Discount Mattress.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Best deals around.
If you're on Facebook, it makes it real easy to join recovery101.net, which is actually the Podomatic site. You can log in with Facebook. It takes about 3 seconds. They will not spam your Facebook at all that I can see. You can also like shows and follow and comment everything Shelley was talking about. You can also like the Recovery 101 radio show fan page on Facebook. If you want to be anonymous or more anonymous, I should say, you can like the Recovery 101 group. We have an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. And we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Sweet.
Nice.
Everybody. Oh, Shelley, who's the lead out music by?
Evangenitals.
The Evangenitals. I love those guys. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
And that's the way the fire sparks.
What?
And take care of you, please.
Wow.